With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Iran continues to attack targets in several neighbor countries as the war led by the U.S. and Israel reaches day 11. Two Iranian drones hit near Dubai International Airport, wounding four people. At a Pentagon news briefing, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane said Iran has been adapting to the U.S. attack, but not fast enough.
We are watching what they're doing, and we are adapting faster than they are.
Are they more formidable than you anticipated, General?
I think they're fighting, and I respect that, but I don't think they're more formidable than what we thought.
In politics, there will be a runoff to replace a House seat in Georgia.
After Tuesday's special election, Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris have advanced to an April 7th runoff for Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. President Donald Trump endorsed Fuller, who was likely to be a favorite in the runoff in Northwest Georgia's 14th congressional district. Harris was the Democratic nominee in 2024 when he lost to Greene. He's promising moderation and a focus on the district's problems. The winner will serve out the remaining months of Greene's term. Republicans need the win to help bolster the party's slim majority in the House. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Parts of Illinois and Indiana were hit with severe storms, including tornadoes. In northwest Indiana, several homes were destroyed in Lake Village, and a 911 center south of Chicago was overwhelmed with emergency calls. Police are investigating whether a bus fire in a town west of the Swiss capital was started deliberately. Six people were killed, five injured in the blaze. Stock futures are flat this morning. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that conservative Anglicans have stepped back from the brink.
The Global Anglican Futures Conference has decided not to ordain an alternative to the Archbishop of Canterbury, a move which might have prompted an immediate split within the worldwide Anglican Communion. The conservative bishops are unhappy with the Anglican Church's embrace of homosexual ordination and gay marriage. They are also dissatisfied with the recent selection of the first ever female Archbishop of Canterbury. Michael Harrington reporting.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has signed a ban on abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. The signing makes Wyoming the fifth state to ban abortions at that stage, along with Florida, Georgia, Iowa, and South Carolina. 13 other states bar abortion at all stages of pregnancy. The Wyoming measure does not include exceptions for pregnancies caused by rape or incest. This is SRN News. A pro sports league is scrapping plans for one of its teams to promote a local strip club after facing criticism.
The NBA has called off the Atlanta Hawks' plans for a night celebrating the city's Magic City Adult Entertainment Club. The league says it did so because of concerns from many across the NBA. Atlanta announced the plan last month, saying the team would pay tribute to an, quote, iconic cultural institution, end quote, with food, music, and exclusive merchandise. Luke Kornet of the Spurs spoke out against the idea of promoting a strip club and urged the parties to reconsider. The tribute had been scheduled for next Monday during a game against Orlando. I'm Geffen Coolball.
On the court last night, Miami's Bam Adebayo put on a show, scoring 83 points. That's the second-best scoring performance in NBA history, second only to Wilt Chamberlain's 100 points. SRNNews.com.